Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And welcome into the Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK. You can find us at stevejonesshow.com, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Steve Jones PSU. Sean Carey here, and Steve on his way in to the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Be talking college football later this afternoon with ESPN college football analyst Rod Gilmore. Rod will be with us at 4:06. Rod will be in Beaver Stadium next Saturday, September the 2nd. He will be the color analyst for the ESPN telecast of Penn State Akron. 1 week and 1 day away. And, of course, Steve and Jack will have that for you here on WKOK. And they'll start the tailgate show outside the Jordan Center next Saturday morning at 10:30. Also this afternoon, we'll wrap up our week of shows, head into the weekend with Steve's brother, Kevin Jones. He will check in from Connecticut. Already working on Monday's show for next week, Bucknell head football coach Joe Susan will join us on Monday afternoon. Bucknell will start their season next Saturday against Marist at 6 p.m. at Christy Mathewson Memorial Stadium in Lewisburg. And there will be a big tailgate party outside Christie on Saturday afternoon next week for the entire family. Kids under 12, by the way, get in for free into the game. And they will also have, for kids under 12, while supplies last, limited edition Julian Davenport posters and fireworks after the game, too. All happening at Bucknell next Saturday, September the 2nd. You can go to bucknellbison.com for more information. And head coach Joe Susan will join us on Monday. Get his take on how the Bison did in training camp and as they prepare for the Marist Red Foxes next Saturday in Lewisburg. And also a former colleague of Steve Jones will be joining us on Monday's show. You see her on Golf Channel. You see her from time to time on ESPN for a while. She was on First Take. She also, from time to time, does fill in for Michelle Beadle on Sports Nation on ESPN2. Also has done some sideline reporter work for CBS Sports Network. And week one for the NFL, she'll be on the sideline for the Baltimore Ravens-Cincinnati Bengals game. Melanie Collins will be joining us on Monday at 4:06. Melanie and Steve, several years back during her Penn State days, worked on a basketball show together on the public TV station at University Park, so it'd be great to have Melanie on Monday. And I believe the last 2 years, maybe 3 years, she has spent her 4th of July's in Coney Island in New York for the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. So she's been on that for ESPN the past couple of summers. So maybe we'll ask her about that or not. Have to wait and see. Our email is stevejones@wkok.com. stevejones@wkok.com. Our Friday edition of the show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. You know, we're starting to talk about football here. Things are wrapping up. You got high school football across the valley tonight, and that means maybe tailgate parties at your place, or you're just going to have the friends over. So you got to make sure you're stocked up. Have all the beverages and snacks that you need. So get the dolly when you get to Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Grab the cases. They'll conveniently help you out getting them into your car. By the way, not your father's Mountain Ale, back in stock at Brewers Outlet. Check all the great lineups of those beer brands you know and love, the IPAs too. Roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Pickle Bar, second to none. Of course, you're a fan of the show, you know that. Barrels and Dills. All at Brewer's Outlet, the Beverage Supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. So we are T-minus 3 hours and 45 minutes away from high school football cranking up across the central Susquehanna Valley. We'll be with you live till 5. Sarah Bennick will have the late-day news roundup. Then at 6:30, we'll go to Shikellamy Stadium, Braves and Montoursville Warriors tonight. We'll have our 6:30 pregame and kickoff at 7 with Kevin Herr and the coach Dick Hort on WKOK. And a game what some say is the game of the week, Lewisburg and Hughesville at Christy Mathewson Memorial Stadium. That's a 7:30 kick tonight. 7:30 kick. Greg Wetzel. Justin Michaels will have that on the Valley tonight at 7.
Look, this is all... it's all well and good.
Okay.
But the bottom line is, this is the triumphant return to the broadcast booth of the Sioux.
I yelled that down the hall a couple of hours ago, and Drew Kelly laughed hysterically.
It's one of the reasons why, no matter what Drew does with the rest of his life, I will forever respect him.
I should have followed that up with a hashtag sabbatical over.
What announcer takes a sabbatical from a team? You know, I think I'll take the 2016 season off. Okay, great. I'll be back in 17. Usually that leads to the big five-letter word, fired.
I could have sworn that he would have been...
Professors take sabbaticals.
Right.
Okay.
I could have sworn that he would have been in his bunker, a.k.a. in his office with the door closed, finishing up game prep for tonight.
But he doesn't even know they're playing. I mean, seriously. I mean, he's going to walk in the booth tonight. He's going to look at Horty and say, hey, this is great. Who are we playing?
He'll walk through the fence tonight, and people are going to look at him. It's like, who's that? Wait, he's back? What? Huh? What? What?
My God. My goodness. Somebody hit a time machine. That's the guy we used to have. Then there'll be others saying, oh, boy, I enjoyed last season so much. Wonder what it was. Well, I'm happy for him because after basically sabotaging everybody else, the rest of the station could really not put up with it much longer. So I'll go like, just give him his assignment back.
If I wasn't a man of integrity, I would hide one of those long orange extension cords, but I'm not going to do that.
Oh, my goodness.
And we'll also, go ahead.
He did send me a picture from Albright.
I was going to ask you. Yeah, so. he was sharing some stories in the hallway, too, a little while ago. Yeah, with Suit Light. Yeah. Suit Light don't look much like Suit Light no more. You take a look at him on a quick glance, you think he was a junior in college.
Yeah.
He's got a little neck carpet growing there.
Yeah, he sure does. You know, look, I mean, he's just revolting against his parents.
Over under what he said to his dad yesterday, you're free to go.
Well, I would say that would be 5 minutes in. You know, and that's probably what it came down to, 5 minutes in. You know, you guys can go now. I'm good. Like a typical 18-year-old, he's on his own. He's got a shot to, you know, go out and, you know, I hope he does well. He'll truly do great.
He will.
And for Kevin, it'll be a lot of fun for him. He'll be back tonight. He'll be with Dick Hort. Dick, who last year was allowed to speak during the games, will now have to really cut back. I mean, how long was Kevin's first answer on the show Wednesday?
I should have timed it. It felt like 7 minutes.
It was close. It was close.
I will admit, when I was listening to the podcast on the way home, I covered a lot of turf on 80 driving home.
Yeah, I know you're excited to get back, but yeah, right? Hey, we've got two other guests in this segment still to come. I mean, you know how the Sunbury Motor Studio is set up here, right? I mean, I actually left and came back. And then asked the second question. All right, but hey, look, high school football starts tonight. Selins Grove, Milton, WMLP will have Steve Williams with the broadcast, Pat O'Brien, Ryan Brandt on Eagle 107. Now, they'll start at 7 o'clock, though. And they'll start at 6 o'clock, I should say, on Eagle 107 with a 7 o'clock kick. WMLP will start at 6:30 with a 7 o'clock. And Lewisburg's got that big game tonight with Hughesville. Now, that's a 7:30 game, correct?
That is 7:30, yes.
Yeah, yep. That's a 7:30 game on the Valley 100.9. And then on News Radio 1070 WKOK, we'll have for you tonight Montoursville and Shikellamy, which will be a 6:30 airtime and a 7 o'clock kickoff. And for both of you who enjoy the Periscope pregame, that'll be at 6:20. Drew's in his office right now, and he's on the floor. There's a part of him that's going to miss this.
Yep, and once the Selins Grove game is done, I'll be back over on Eagle 107. Be my fifth year hosting game night tonight, so I'll have that.
Yeah, that is
rack up terrific. The highlights. Matt Catrillo tonight is covering Warrior Run Muncie, which will be a rebroadcast on SECV8. So we hope to hear from Matt tonight. Get a phone call and report from Matty C tonight, as he'll be doing play-by-play for that.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Good to have Matt on board.
Yep.
Matt's a big plus for us. Matt is a big plus for us. So great to have you with us on the show today. High school football, can you believe it starts tonight?
I remember week one last year, it was steamy and stifling and humid, and tonight it was almost like a 180 today. It's like got kind of a refreshing feel in the air, maybe a little chilly by the end of the football games tonight, so if you're going to head out to a game, probably wouldn't hurt to take a jacket or take a sweatshirt. May need it for the second half.
Yeah, no, I agree.
But weather should be awesome. And the weather should be awesome for us on Monday when we get together Monday after the show with some of our close friends down at Front Street Station in Northumberland.
Oh, do I have to go to that? I don't understand why nobody in the station laughed at that one. we're looking at that's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to get together. We always have a lot of fun with that. And I remember years gone by where we had about 45 minutes to make the presentation, and the suit's introduction took 32 minutes. It kind of cut down the presentation.
Yeah. I'll cut my intro short, and I know you got 20 minutes covered, so we're good to go there.
Yeah, we're good.
We're definitely good.
We always have a good time with that. Always have a good time with it. And I'm looking forward to it. I'll be in the studio with you to do the show. So, yeah. It's always fun when I go into the studio to do the show.
Yeah, we're going to be busy on Monday. Joe Susan's going to be back, and your old colleague Melanie Collins is going to join us on Monday, too.
Melanie Collins will join us on Monday. Jack Hamm is going to join us on Tuesday.
Excellent.
So that's what we have coming up. Oh, Phil Savage next week.
Mr. Senior Bowl,
also the color analyst for Alabama. Got a new book out, so Phil Savage is going to join us next week. So we have a lot going on. But I talked to Jack today, and I forgot to mention something that the College Communication wants him to do. I was like, we want to go through your hair. You want to get him? Get him yourself. For goodness sakes. I mean, I'm not as, I don't know. people always think you can, if we go through him, it'll be easier. Like, yeah, right. So looking forward to, I mean, next week's going to be fun. And we're going to also have a writer from the Akron Beacon Journal on next week to talk about Akron football. Get ready for the week. Actually made an attempt, by the way, to try and get Terry Bowden on the show. Still working on that. That might be a possibility. We'll see. And see how that works out. All right, we'll take a break. We will come back. We're tonight from 6:30 until almost 10 o'clock. For all of you who have missed the suit, you will get your fill. And then probably about maybe about 7:20 or so, ask yourself, no. On News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet.
True refreshment can come in many forms. But it can only be found in one place, the Beverage Supermarket. Brewers Outlet in Sunbury. Along with their great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, they have lots of water, soda, fresh roasted peanuts, and an unbelievable variety of pickles at the Pickle Bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and your favorite snacks, too. Get true refreshment all in one place, the Beverage Supermarket. Brewers Outlet in Sunbury.
Opening night, high school football season falls upon us, and maybe 3-4 weeks early in terms of fall being upon us. But if you're going to play a high school football game, the weather's going to be crisp. It's going to be nice tonight. I like it. You're going to need a jacket to go to the game tonight. Perfect.
Well, you were on the money earlier this week when we were talking about, you know, one bad story here, one bad story there when it comes to the mothership. And it's like, yeah, it's time to tee it up. So at least finally, on a local level, we get to do that starting tonight.
Right. And then college football does start tomorrow. I think there are 14 games tomorrow, Sean. 14 games. That's including what Stanford is playing Rice, I believe. I guess that's the one of the featured games. Oregon State has got a game tomorrow, too, which is, I think it's Oregon State, Colorado State.
I believe, yeah, that's a CBS Sports Network game tomorrow, yes.
That, to me, that's a pretty intriguing game. And then Colorado State, we don't talk about a quick turnaround. They've got Colorado next Friday night. Now, that game on Friday night, I want to watch. I want to watch Colorado, Colorado State next week. Mike Bobo's got a pretty good team. Mike McIntyre's team coming off its best season in years. Well, it's finally that time. High school football across the area tonight, including Selins Grove, Milton, Hughesville, Lewisburg, and Shikellamy in action against Montoursville this evening. The end of the season, I always ask Dick Hort, I said, you know, after working the season, how's your throat feel? And he says, rested. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Obviously, our WKOK play-by-play announcer is so thoroughly prepared for the game that he took the last 2 days off from work, and he's in talking to Sean right now.
He says he's good. He's ready to go.
I don't want to hear him brag about himself. I just want to make sure he's prepared.
He says he's good with that, too. We'll find out what the people decide tonight.
Ask him who they're playing. And see if he thinks it's a trick question. Who are they playing tonight?
He said Mount Union. Oh, wait, Montoursville.
I talked to Dick Hort in the spring. I said, how you doing? He said, it's probably be the last time I talk the rest of the year. All right, so the dynamic duo back intact. For tonight, 6:30, the airtime. What time are you periscoping tonight?
Facebook Live.
Yeah. Oh, he's giving up Periscope.
Yeah, Periscope's done.
Periscope's done.
Why did you bag Periscope?
I want to know why you bagged Periscope.
Because Periscope's done. It's Facebook. Everybody's Facebook Live now.
That is true. Pretty much everything is Facebook Live. He is right.
Everybody's Facebook Live now?
That is the truth. I mean, I may have only opened up my Periscope app once or twice in the last 6 months. Maybe the last time was to see a Kevin and Chief talk at a basketball game.
So. I've never seen Periscope in my life, and I had no idea there was something called Facebook Live. I'm such a dinosaur. All right. Facebook Live. Wow.
Yeah, when you're on Facebook, if you want to post something, it also gives you the option to go live with live video if you'd like, instead of pecking out a regular message on your keyboard.
Oh, another choice. Never heard of it. Mm-hmm. Never heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yep. Today's show, I'll tell you what I have heard of, Brewer's Outlet. Brewer's Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. Let's just get the brass task. You don't need Facebook Live or some device to go out and get the best selection of beer anywhere. I don't care whether you like an import, a domestic, a microbrew. They have it all. Or if you want a wine cooler, some water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Pickle Bar is undoubtedly second to none, and we love the dills and the barrels. It's all at Brewer's Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Time now for this day in sports history. In 1946, Ben Hogan won the PGA Championship in Portland, Oregon, his first major golf title. And in 1985, Dwight Gooden became the youngest pitcher to win 20 Major League games in a season. He was only 20 years old at the time when he did it. All right. Facebook Live, huh? Everybody's got Facebook Live. If I don't, that means not everybody has it.
Well, you definitely do.
Oh, no. Not if I don't want to use it.
Well, right. I'm just saying I could even go on our Steve Jones Show show page on Facebook. I could walk into Brewer's Outlet and fire up the live video and do a little tour of the beverage supermarket. Take you right to the pickle bar.
Okay, now why do I want to watch Facebook Live? Why do I want to see Facebook Live when they're going to do the show at 6:30 and get all my info there?
I think he was probably going to go on there and do like a little condensed, like little minute and a half, 2 minute thing.
Good. Yeah. Okay.
Kind of like what he and the Chief would do during basketball season. They do like a little 2 minute thing.
Now, how many people watch this? Like, how many people, for example, watch this Periscope stuff?
That's a good question. I mean, I very rarely use Periscope anymore. I've only popped it up on my phone once or twice in the last 5 or 6 months. Just because of the fact of, now with Facebook, you can put live video on there.
Right. Well, I mean, everybody has Facebook. I know that.
Yep.
But
in terms of numbers, that is a good question.
My question is, how many people actually watch it? And does it become worth it to do it? To go on Facebook Live? I mean, I'm just asking. I mean, he would know. I mean, he's Mr. Digital Media. He goes out and he does these ads that, when you go into a place, then start haunting you and your phone and your devices. Right? So. All right. I'd never heard of it until you just said it. I never heard of Facebook Live until you said that. Never knew it. Interesting. Rod Gilmore, top of the hour. Monday will include Joe Susan and Melanie Collins. And Tuesday, Jack Hamm. Thursday, Phil Savage. Also have a writer from the Akron Beacon Journal. We're also looking at maybe getting both Ed Ruth and Phil Davis on the show next Friday before the Akron game. They've got an event coming up at the Jordan Center. And then the week after, Bill Kontz for the Pitt game, because Bill's written a book on the 35th anniversary of the 1982 national championship team they played on. We're going to talk to Bill about that. So mark that down for September 8th. It's not a bad lineup.
I love it.
Yeah. If you want, I can put it out on Facebook Live.
I did hear from the suit. He said at one point on one of his Facebook Live chats with the chief for basketball, he gets upwards of 700 people watching it. That's really good. I think that's really good. That's a great number.
I'm impressed. Mm-hmm. I'm impressed. Very impressed. Very impressed. Maybe I should do that for Penn State football. How do you think we'd do?
Oh, I think it'd do. I think it'd be awesome. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, if there was like an official Learfield Sports, Penn State Sports Network Facebook page, yeah, I mean, you could have someone like a Jeff Tarman or,
let's not give them any ideas. Okay?
All right. No, you're busy there with Jack. Manning the microphones. Now you wouldn't have to, hold a phone or an iPad to do. You're busy enough doing that. So yeah, I would.
Day's busy enough. Busy enough. So
you could have an intern take care of that.
No, I'm not going to have to have anybody take care of it.
And it wouldn't have to be the entire thing, just like one little segment.
But after a while, it's like one more thing. I'm not interested in doing one more thing anymore.
I hear you.
It's like one more thing. It's like, hey, come on, guys. I mean, how about if I do the main thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. When we first got into radio, you didn't have to worry about all the extra stuff when it comes to the digital world.
Exactly right. Somebody was talking to me about this the other day, and I think for young broadcasters, doing what you do on Facebook or on Twitter, for example, is because I have a Twitter account and you know my personal activity on it, but. For younger broadcasters, I think it's really important because you're trying to build your name and build your brand. Okay. Now, maybe someday, I don't know if I'll have to do it or not, I just want to do the games, do stuff like this, obviously, which I really, really enjoy. But I don't want to take all the time to do the other stuff, I don't know if this sounds stupid or not, but I feel like over the years, haven't I quote? I hate the wording of it. It sounds so arrogant. Like, I mean, does it haven't I quote already built some sort of, for better or worse, brand?
Oh, I would say you have for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not in any disagreement with you at all. Yeah.
Yeah. So. I hope you heard Tom McGrath last night on the show. He talked about the fact that people have not all the people have received their tickets, and he said, "Look," and he was very direct. He said, "This is unacceptable. This is not the way it's supposed to be." And so he did talk about that. And they are working diligently to get the tickets out to everybody. Some are getting it by UPS. Others who may live closer to State College may be just getting it by mail. Same thing with parking passes. He said there's no excuse for this. He said it is not going to happen next year. He says, but next year's next year, and they've got to get it done now. But some people do have them, but they are working diligently to get them out to every person as quickly as possible. You got to get up there sometimes, and what he did, you got to own it and just go. And the bottom line is they've got to get it done. And you're thrilled to have 10,000 new season ticket holders, but you got to make sure, obviously, everybody gets, in the end, what they deserve in terms of what they've bought. And that's what they're working on right now. So. So that was part of last night's show. We did a lot, actually, on last night's show. Bob Warming was on. Andy Frank was on. We talked about the recruiting process here. And we also had Dwight Galt on last night. Talked a lot about the strength and conditioning program here. A lot. And there's certain things, you know, over the years, experience makes a real difference. And we've talked about that in any profession. And for Dwight, he made big changes over the years in, look, we need to incorporate more speed in the program. He said, we'd be the strongest team going. He said, all of a sudden, we get to the fourth quarter, and we'd be like we're in mud. He said, second half of the season, like we're in mud. He said, and then he said, I knew I had to get, this when he was at Maryland, he said, I knew we had to get speed incorporated in the program. Also, doing lifting during the season, keeping that tone so important. And he thinks that you see the difference late in the season in the fourth quarter because they continue to do lifting during the season. And then there's the major lifts that happen on Friday for the non-travel group. And then the non-travel group, by the way, includes home games. But, you know, so that core group of 70 players do not participate in the Friday lift. It's the non-travel group that participates in the Friday lift, and it's rigorous. Where they're working on the core extensively with the idea that at the end of the season, you're now putting yourself ahead when it gets a chance to get into the winter program. And it's really beneficial for the younger players. So the players that are going to redshirt this year, it's, you know, I'm talking about, you know, the freshman group here. For the freshman group here, the ones that have been designated for potential redshirts, and you're saying, well, what do you mean potential redshirts? I mean, season has to play out, so, you know, every once in a while in the middle of the year, you have to make a move with somebody based on your circumstances, and sometimes you don't. But for those who are on the potential redshirt list to start the season, you are going to be out there, and Friday you are going to be put through a rigorous workout with the idea that then puts you in line to then really have a big winter program because now you've done all this hard work, especially on Fridays. And he incorporated that a few years ago, and it's paid great dividends for them. So we talked extensively with Dwight about that last night. So there are a lot of, you know, there's a lot more to it than, hey, we're going to throw some weight in the bar and here we go. I mean, it is a rigorous program that's got many phases to it, including an in-season phase. We talk about the winter program. We talk about spring football. We talk about, obviously, the spring, early summer with June being so important. But they do lifting during the season. And he feels that you see the benefits in November, and especially in the fourth quarter games in November, from the lifts that they do during the season. Now, the lifts are different in a lot of ways than what you would see, obviously, in June, because you're playing games. Well, I've got, you know, and so that's to be understood. But what it does is it allows you to maintain and keep that tone that's so important for players along the way. He's been really pleased with the weight room as to what they've done. And look, the weight room can build a lot of confidence. Now, I talked about, obviously, the Friday lift. What they work on in the Friday lift is the back of the body and what he calls the posterior chain. You know, so what ends up being affected there? Your upper back, your lower back, your calves, glutes, hamstrings. And so you're trying to make a big improvement in those muscle groups. And then during the season, okay, that happens on Fridays for the non-travel group. Now, during the season for the travel group, they also lift. Okay? And that has made a big plus for them. He says, because you don't want to lose any momentum in that area by suddenly taking 14 weeks off from a lift. And he was talking about Vanderbilt, for example. They were 3-30 in the month of November before they got there. They were 12-3 in November after James Franklin got there with his staff, including Dwight Gault. That's a big difference. That was some of the things we talked about last night. And then I asked him about body mass and speed and about the fine line, and he talked about Saquon Barkley. Okay, Barkley came in at 206 pounds. He ran a 4.43. Then he jumped to 220 pounds. He ran a 4.38. Then he got to 231 this summer, and he ran a 4.33. I want to say Barkley's 228 right now. But he gained weight, which meant he gained mass and got faster. This is something none of us in the audience can relate to, by the way, but we can admire it. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Attention Central Pennsylvania. Now is the time to check out Sunbury Motors Hyundai. Sunbury Motors Hyundai has 25 brand new Elantras starting at $17,496. Sunbury Motors Hyundai is discounting all new Sonatas, $3,978. Choose from 24 Sonatas starting at just $18,967. All new Hyundais come with America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. Why would you buy another import for more money and not as good of a warranty when you can save thousands at Sunbury Motors Hyundai? If an SUV is on your list, Sunbury Motors has 18 Tucson's starting at $20,993. Attention Central Pennsylvania. Now is the time to see what you can get for your money at Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburyhyundai.com. Now is the time, and Sunbury Motors Hyundai is the place.
There are 14 college games tomorrow, and then next Thursday night, Indiana and Ohio State. And I guess they're going to do a mega cast for that on Thursday night. How about that?
And I believe Minnesota has their opener is that next Friday night, I believe.
Yeah, Friday night. But, you know, you get Colorado State on Friday night. And that's a pretty good game next week. And then Alabama's got Florida State. Florida against Michigan. Oh, by the way, did you see? Did you see? Michigan responded to the NJ.com.
Oh, nice. We talked about that last Friday. Yeah.
Yeah.
That alleged,
request, Freedom of Information Act request involving the Michigan roster. You know what the response was from Michigan when they finally officially responded today?
They tell them to pound sand.
They told them there is no roster. They said, we really can't do a roster until all the players are here. And when you go from 105 and the semester begins, like, for example, Penn State went from 105, and then on Monday, on the first day of classes, they expanded it, and the walk-ons came back in and so forth and joined them for practice. So Michigan says that by August 30th or 31st or thereabouts, they'll have a roster to put out.
But we want it now. We want it now.
Knowing them, there won't be numbers. Their response was, "We don't have one." You got to give them credit. They're entertaining. They're all bizarre a little way, but they're entertaining. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Your home for the Phillies, News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunbury.